Yes, no crime is clearly up in this city. People are feeling unsafe. And so we need to ensure that we are doing the things that will drive that down, which does mean funding the hate crimes unit fully, which does mean making sure that we are investing in neighborhood policing, because it does work, because that actually creates bonds with community. But we have to also work with our federal partners on ensuring that we are talking to ATF and stopping the flow of illegal guns into the city. Last time I checked, we did not have a gun manufacturer in the city of New York. They're coming from somewhere. We also need to make sure that we are standing whenever there is a hate crime, whether or not that is against Jews, which have also seen a huge uptick, or against Asians, which have been just horrifying of late. We also know they're not reporting everything. We have to open up the opportunity for people, particularly who are Asian Americans, in languages that they speak with the community-based organizations that they know, so that we can pinpoint where this is occurring and make sure that we have police available to protect them. And on qualified immunity, I do support qualified immunity. I would say it's more of a symptom. If you actually are holding your police commissioner accountable for discipline and for transparent discipline, that is really where accountability starts.
So I just want to be clear. You don't feel that it should have ended, qualified immunity?
No, I feel like it should have ended.
Oh, you feel like it should have
ended. But I actually think that it was not where the systemic problem was.